Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The one thing I've always taken a lot of pride on The Burt Show is that we try to be as diverse as we can. Mo gives us a different perspective. Romeo gave us an amazing perspective in the Latino community.
Katie does.
Katie does as well.
Rebecca does.
Jackson Kim, our new phone screener, is Korean. And he was sharing with me like some of the same stuff that Romeo used to talk about with like first generation versus like Latino American and in your case, Korean American. And the different stresses and the differences between both.
Exactly, exactly. So obviously with a first generation, that's someone who's born and grows up in a foreign country and then immigrates over here. Second being born here, but then parents are elsewhere, right? And so when it comes to me, it's like weird for me because I kind of fall between that, where my mom was born in Korea and moved here when she was 7, but my dad was born in the States. So does that make me like a 2.5 generation? Like, you know, where do I kind of fit in that?
Is there like a discrimination that you can feel between Koreans if like you're first generation or not?
Well, first generations definitely like handle things differently. They're the ones that are obviously the most tied to the culture of like wherever they're from. And so when it comes to that, they're like more of like the hardcore ones. And then it kind of like becomes a little bit more like less aggressive as the generations go on, if that makes sense. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about is the fact that like, you know, even though I have this, you know, generational label, whatever, it doesn't really matter what you call it. The nomenclature doesn't really matter. It all depends on like how your parents want to instill the culture inside of you. And I feel like this is true for, you know, anyone who has immigrant parents or grandparents, is that there's this constant push and pull between how much your parents want to instill the culture into you and how much they want you to like fully assimilate into wherever the new places that you moved from. Okay. So my mom, for example, she moved here when she was 7. So she kind of has the best of both worlds, where she has like fluent English, fluent Korean, no accent. And when we were kids, Korean wasn't spoken in our house, things like that. But we still held fast to some traditions and some things like that, right? Whereas her sister, on the other hand, held much more strongly to a lot of those traditions. Mm. And so like her kids were doing like traditional Korean dance classes when they were kids. And like one of my cousins who recently got married a few years ago had like a separate fully Korean traditional wedding. And so like there's a gap. And so it's less about what you label them and it's more about like what the individual experience is.
Interesting, man.
Mm-hmm. And how is it for you as far as your connection with your culture?
It's been a roller coaster, honestly. Growing up, I definitely rejected it as much as I could because I just wanted to be like everyone else that I was around, right? And so that came with like telling my mom, like, I don't want Korean food packed for lunch. I want to eat what all the other kids are eating, that kind of thing, right? And so growing up, you know, I definitely pushed back a lot. And she did want us to learn Korean. So we had like, we would go to Korean, we had a tutor that would come like on the weekends, on Sundays, and I hated it. And I would push back every single time. And I really rejected it. It wasn't until I got a little bit older and matured a little bit where I started having a little bit more pride in myself and my culture. But at that point, it felt like I had already wasted a lot of time like being so, I wouldn't say ashamed, but just like not fully embracing who I actually was.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me?
Why are you looking at me? I just find the differences in cultures just incredibly fascinating to me, because in the Korean culture also, is there a reluctance to move out of the house, or is it stay here until you find somebody?
That depends. From my experience, it's the same. Like, as long as you're like, if you're born and raised here, it's get out of the house. But it's a very picky selection process with who you're going to leave to. Moving in with someone before marriage is always up for debate in the conversation that I have yet to have with my parents, and I don't know what that's going to look like.
Do they want you to be with somebody who is of the same ethnicity?
Yes and no. It was kind of pushed on me as like a kid. That's more of a thing that like my grandparents always would tell me. Like, they would always pull me aside and be like, you're going to find yourself such a nice young Korean girl. And like always, always, always pushing that to me. And I'd always just kind of like laugh it off and be like, yeah, like maybe, like we'll see, you know? And I want to know if that's actually played a role in like how I view, you know, people when I was like dating a lot and like picking up on attractions. Like, was that something that was kind of subconsciously in the back of my head? Like, was I rejecting people of my same race on purpose, or you know, things like that? So it's been this weird battle for me for a long time. And you know, the rough part is that it never quite feels like you're fully ingrained in either. It's like you've got one foot in one side and one foot in the other, and like you don't really know where you fit.
Like, kind of like no man's land.
Literally. And like, even when we went to Korea, we did a trip to Korea, and like, my mom was telling, like, they view Koreans that are not from Korea and don't speak any Korean not super highly. And so like, when my mom's going around and shopping and like bartering at these like outdoor markets, she's like, make sure you're not saying anything, because then they're going to like, you know, try to scam us, whatever, like things like that. And then it's like, I'm like here in like what's supposed to be like my homeland, and I feel like I can't even be myself here, you know?
Well, I joked at the beginning, but this is one of the things that I really love about The Burt Show, is that, you know, I think sometimes in mainstream radio, there are demographics, you know, and I've tried to explain this, that generally morning shows are put together to attract this audience or that audience. And we have really kind of always gone against that grain. So having you and your experience as part of this thing is I'm really, really proud of, and I'm glad you're part of the show.
I'm super happy to be here. And I want to say that, like, my experience is obviously unique to me. Everyone else who's also Korean-American has their own woes, their own ups and downs, their own push and pull. A lot of them feel more heavily weighted towards one side or the other. Some of them do feel like they're fully ingrained in both cultures. So this is just me personally giving my take on
it. That was smart of you to get that out the way.
I was like, damn it, why did I say that?
I should have done that.
Right, I was going to ask. I mean, that's a really good road to go down for just a second, because Mo has been here and it was a lot of stress for him initially, and I think you still kind of feel it now, but what kind of advice can you give him? That it sounds like he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders when it comes to this kind of thing.
I genuinely think you just nailed it, because I know for me, I don't feel the pressure as much as I used to, but in the beginning, when I came into this position, I really didn't think about the fact that there were going to be so many black people who were going to look and expect me to actually nail every single black person's experience. And whenever my opinion or my experience was a bit different than theirs, it was as if I had offended them in some way, when I'm looking at it like I'm just giving you what I've personally experienced. So I think it's important to note exactly what you just said, that if you do get those messages from people saying, well, this is not that way, or that's not this way, or you let the culture down, it's really coming from a place of projection more than a place of accuracy. And I think you nailed it with saying that, because it took me a while to figure that one out.
Gotcha. I'm expecting them to roll in, but you know, I've made my disclaimer, so hopefully I'm off the bat for that.
Hopefully people realize individuality is not being dismissive of the culture. It's just your own personal experience.
Absolutely.
It's good to have you here, my man.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Get it. The Burt Show.